I had that unconscious feeling of impending disaster. Like before it rains, a heavy feeling in the head, aching bones and asphyxiating dampness. It was a physical rather than a moral sensation. I had a feeling a catastrophe was about to happen, but I didn't know what. It was the Spanish Civil War and the World War. I tried to depict this sensation of tragedy that gripped me deep inside.
Words by the Spanish painter Joan Miró, translated into English by the novelist Paul Auster, and read for us on stage at the World Financial Center by the actor David Patrick Kelly. And the music? Well, the music is by the drummer and composer Bobby Previtt, who's written a really ambitious and very colorful work, suitably for a piece inspired by a painter, called The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró. The constellations, as Bobby Previtt told us on stage before the performance, are a series of small canvases that were painted during the years of the Second World War, and you can actually imagine Miró turning away from the grim reality outside his studio window to a very different, much more colorful reality on these small canvases. Bobby's musical response is a series of equally short pieces, the first of which is called Sunrise, getting us started on new sound. A beautiful musical evocation of Sunrise, named after the painting of the same name by Miró. That is the first of the 23 Constellations of Joan Miró by drummer and composer Bobby Previtt from our New Sounds live performance on stage at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden on the evening of October 28, 2008. I'm John Schaefer. It's New Sounds program 2866, bringing you as much as we can fit of that really wonderful performance of music, text, and we actually projected all 23 paintings, which we can't do on the radio, but if you check out the CD recording by Bobby Previtt of this music, you'll see pictures of all 23 of the paintings, as well as their fanciful titles. But in the interest of time, let's just get right back to the stage of the World Financial Center's Winter Garden. The music of Bobby Previtt, The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, with Miró's own words, narrated by David Patrick Kelly. This was the American premiere on New Sounds Live.
At Varengeville-sur-Mer, in 1939, I began a new stage in my work, which had its source in music and nature. It was about the time the war broke out. I felt a deep desire to escape. I closed myself within myself purposely. The night, music, and the stars began to play a major role in suggesting my paintings. It happened like this. In Paris, I bought a pad for cleaning my brushes. The first time I used it, I was amazed at the results. After that, whenever I finished one of the constellations, I would clean my brushes on a clean sheet of paper, which provided a ground for the next one. It took a month, at least, to produce each watercolor, and I would take it up day after day to paint in other tiny spots, stars, washes, infinitesimal dots of color in order to finally achieve a full and complex equilibrium. It seemed interminable. What I am looking for, in fact, is an immobile movement. Something that would be the equivalent of what we call the eloquence of silence. Soundless music. Immobility moves me. This bottle, this glass, a big stone on a deserted beach. These are immobile things, but they unleash a tremendous movement in my mind. I do not feel that when I see a human being moving around like an idiot. People who go swimming at the beach and who move around move me much less than the immobility of a pebble.
Thank you.
glass of white milk on a white tablecloth, a red cherry, green scarab beetle, rainbow shooting star, a guitar falls from the sky. The strings of this guitar crisscross in space. Swallows nest on each string. This string strangles a woman who was beautiful. With all sentimentalism, down with all that, made by crybabies, down with Rome, down with Venice, and all that has been. Let the weepers blubber over the past and leave us to stroll through the great city of New York.
Well, there's a bit of text and perhaps some music that New Yorkers can get behind. You heard the words of the Spanish painter Joan Miró, basically calling on his friends to turn their backs on old Europe and to celebrate the electric currency of the new world, the city of New York in particular. And that electricity, very much a part of Bobby Previtt's score, his 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, a series of short musical works that are responses to the small canvases that Miró painted during the Second World War. The various texts that you're hearing David Patrick Kelly narrate are taken from Miró's letters, poems, etc., translated into English by Paul Auster, and the music played by an all-star team of New York New Music luminaries with Christian Mutspiel conducting. This was the American premiere on October 28, 2008, at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden as part of our annual New Sounds Live concert series. It was a really terrific event that featured projections of the paintings that inspired the whole thing as well. A really memorable occasion, and we're revisiting it on this edition of the program. Much more still to come. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. Next Tuesday night, New Sounds Live returns to the World Financial Center's Winter Garden with a very different event. Two of the most important choral works of the last, well, really half century, will be played by Musica Sacra, blurring the distinction between the sacred and the secular, and between the vocal and instrumental, both works incorporating instruments other than the voice. We'll hear Morton Feldman's almost mystical-sounding piece, Rothko Chapel, and then the genuine mysticism of the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt and his Stabat Mater. Musica Sacra, directed by Kent Treidle, will perform, and this is the kind of music that sounds great in the World Financial Center's Winter Garden space, a very cathedral-like space, and I'm really looking forward to this. It'll be a week from today, November 18th, Tuesday night. It is a free concert at 7 o'clock. Don't miss it. Musica Sacra performing Morton Feldman and Arvo Pärt on our next New Sounds Live event. Details on our website at WNYC.org. This is New Sounds, program number 2866. You should never miss the chance to see a New Sounds Live event because you never know what you're going to end up missing. The combination of painting, poetry, and music by Bobby Previtt all coming together in the World Financial Center's Winter Garden on the evening of October 28, 2008 was really quite spectacular. The music's terrific. Obviously, we can't show you the paintings on the radio, but you're getting to hear some of Joan Miró's texts in addition to Bobby Previtt's music. Let's take you right back to the World Financial Center's Winter Garden for more of Bobby Previtt's American premiere of his ambitious piece called The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, each one inspired by a different painting from this World War II era set by the Spanish artist.
Two and two do not make four. Only accountants think that. I hate virtuosity, and above all, any representation of virtuosity. I am very happy that I lack virtuosity. I had to rebel in order to express myself. If it had been easier, it may have lessened my violence. My nature is tragic and taciturn. When I was young, I went through periods of profound sadness. I'm rather stable now, but everything disgusts me. Life strikes me as absurd. This has nothing to do with reason. I feel it inside me. I'm a pessimist. I always think that everything is going to turn out badly. If there is something humorous in my paintings, it's not that I have consciously looked for it. Perhaps this humor comes from a need to escape the tragic side of my temperament. Bombings began and the Nazis raided France. I had to get out. In Perpignan, I was lucky enough to run into a Spanish consul who was anti-Franco. He gave me a passport right away. In Figueras, I caught the train to Barcelona. I was shaking with fear when the police checked to see if my name was on the blacklist. A friend came to pick me up before the train reached its destination, and he suggested that I hide in Mallorca. I was very pessimistic. I felt that everything was lost. I was sure they wouldn't let me go on painting, that I would only be able to go to the beach and draw in the sand or draw figures with the smoke from my cigarette. When I was painting the constellations, I had the genuine feeling that I was working in secret. But it was a liberation for me in that I ceased thinking about the tragedy all around me. While I was working, my suffering stopped, but the small format made my work difficult. It wasn't an easy thing to do, so when I finished, I gave myself a reward. I went out and had a coffee and pastry. It was a big reward because I didn't have a cent.
Thank you.
was and still am haunted by the number 13. Spectacle of the sky overwhelms me. I am overwhelmed when I see a crescent moon or the sun in an immense sky. In my paintings, there are often tiny forms in vast, empty spaces. Empty spaces, empty horizons, empty plains. Everything that has been stripped bare has always made a strong impression on me. Painting and poetry are done in the same way you make love. It's an exchange of blood, a total embrace, without caution, without any thought of protecting yourself. Thank you. What I will no longer accept is the mediocre life of a modest little gentleman. Mediocrity does not have the right to exist. Portrait of a charming lady friend from Paris. I begin with the idea of touching her body very chastely, beginning with her side and going up to her head. Profile drawn in charcoal. Vertical line for the breasts. One is a pear that opens and scatters its little seeds, those wonderful little hearts of a fruit. On the other side, an apple being pecked at by a bird. Sparks fly out of the wound caused by this pecking. Below, going across the sex, I insist on my very chaste and respectful intentions. A comet with its luminous tail, blonde hair, One hand holds a flower with a butterfly circling around it. In the upper corner of the canvas are stars. This is hardly painting, but I don't give a damn.
Once again, words by Joan Miró, the Spanish painter, whose collection of small canvases, the 23 Constellations, inspired this multimedia work by drummer and composer Bobby Previtt, and which got its American premiere on New Sounds Live at the World Financial Center. The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró is the name of Previtt's piece. The performance you just heard featured the narrator David Patrick Kelly. We're about a little more than two-thirds of the way through the piece, trying to get as much of it as possible onto the program tonight. And you heard Bobby Previtt with Christian Mutspiel conducting about a 10-piece ensemble, mixed electroacoustic chamber orchestra, I suppose you could call it, featuring a lot of familiar names on the New York scene. And we will have more of the words of Joan Miró and the music of Bobby Previtt as we continue. And our New Sounds Live series continues next Tuesday night, November 18th, with a free event at 7 p.m., two extraordinary choral works, Morton Feldman's Rothko Chapel, written after the suicide of his friend, the painter, Mark Rothko, and Arvo Pärt's Stabat Mater. Beautiful piece, both of them for voices and instruments, and they will just fill the World Financial Center's Winter Garden with their sort of mystic glow. At this time next week, actually 7 o'clock next Tuesday night, details on the website at WNYC.org. You're listening to New Sounds. As usual, a playlist is available for this edition of New Sounds. Tell you where you can find this music for yourself. The full live performance is available as an audio stream on our website at WNYC.org. Check us out for concert information, to leave a comment, to hear a show, to subscribe to our podcasts, or to get playlists on the web. The New Sounds page at WNYC.org. And now back to the World Financial Center's Winter Garden and the American premiere of Bobby Previtt's piece, The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, inspired by the set of paintings by the Spanish artist, who, as it turns out, was also quite an eloquent writer. And we're hearing a bit of his writings translated into English and interspersed with Bobby Previtt's pieces. The 23 Constellations of Joan Miró, and now the exciting conclusion from New Sounds Live.
Schools and movements, the only thing that counts is man. All the rest is bluff and foolishness. It is only the individual with great human force who imposes himself. All the others are no more than absurd marionettes. In fact, I'm not interested in any school or in any artist, not one. I'm only interested in anonymous art. The kind that springs from the collective unconscious. I paint the way I walk down the street. I pick up a pearl or a crust of bread, and that's what I give back, what I collect. When I stand in front of a canvas, I never know what I'm going to do. And nobody is more surprised than I at what comes out. Thank you. life of a man, the one that others know, is not a man's true reality. That is an image that people make of him. The real Miro is as much the person I am, the person I know inside myself, as the one I have become for others, and perhaps even for me. Is it not the essential self in the mysterious light that emanates from the secret source of one's creative work, the thing that finally becomes the whole man? His true reality is there. It is a deeper, more ironical reality, indifferent to the one before our eyes, and yet it is the same reality. It need only be illuminated from below by the light of a star. Then everything becomes strange, shifting, clear and confused at the same time. Forms give birth to other forms, constantly changing into something else. They become each other, and in this way create the reality of a universe of signs and symbols in which figures pass from one realm to another, their feet touching the roots, becoming roots themselves as they disappear into the flowing hair of the constellations. It is like a secret language made up of magic phrases, a language that comes before words themselves, from a time when the things men imagined and intuited were more real and true than what they saw, when this was the only reality.
The 23 Constellations of Juan Miró. Music by Bobby Previtt, the New York composer. Live performance, in fact, the American debut of the piece, at New Sounds Live at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden. We've heard as much as we could fit in. The whole work is online at WNYC.org. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks to our engineering crew, Edward Haber and George Wellington. David Patrick Kelly, the actor, narrating Juan Miró's words in an English translation by Paul Auster, Christian Mutspiel conducting the ensemble, and Bobby Previtt, the composer. And that'll do it for this edition of New Sounds.